This week's cultural highlights in our region include a new art exhibition, a new music festival, a celebration of a regional jazz legend, and the world premiere of a new album by a beloved musician in Hudson, New York. Tom Slaughter's playful imagery goes on view at Mass MoCA in North Adams this Saturday. The expansive Icon Alphabet exhibit celebrates Tom's lifetime, creating bright, joyful imagery drawn from his paintings, prints, wallpaper, and billboards. This is the first exhibition focusing on Slaughter's bold personal visual vocabulary since his death in 2014. Tom Slaughter's images are quintessentially modern, their subjects rendered with deft vividness and graphic punch. The simplicity of Tom's forms and the artist's use of primary colors suggest ties to Henri Matisse's Cutouts or Alexander Calder's Mobiles. Meanwhile, over in Williamstown, the annual I.O. New Music Festival runs all weekend with a series of free concerts on the Williams College campus and at the Clark Art Institute, including music by composer-in-residence Sato Matsui and guest artist Beethoven. The festival includes performances by the I.O. Ensemble, IOTA, the Axia Quartet, and an array of Williams College faculty, students, alumni, and guests. Highlights include the IOTA Ensemble performing Pulitzer Prize winner Carolyn Shaw's To the Hands on Saturday night, a meditation for voices and string ensemble. On Sunday at 3 p.m., the festival concludes at the Clark with a program called Out of the Box Sequential featuring the Axia Quartet and the Williams Percussion Ensemble performing music for string quartet, percussion, and electronics by Tristan Perrick. For many decades, pianist Lee Shaw reigned as the Capital District's Queen of Jazz. Over the years, Shaw studied with Oscar Peterson, taught piano to John Medeski, and worked with countless jazz luminaries, including Arnie Lawrence, Frank Foster, Pepper Adams, and Zoot Sims. Filmmaker Susan Robbins made an award-winning documentary about Lee called Lee's 88 Keys, which first came out in 2015, the same year that Lee Shaw died at age 89. This Saturday at 7:30, the Spencertown Academy in Spencertown, New York, will screen Robbins' documentary, which will be introduced by the filmmaker herself, and pianist Wayne Hawkins will be on hand to perform some of Lee's music live. Anyone familiar with the Hudson, New York music scene knows Tony Caraldo. Tony is everywhere. He music directed the opera Mother of Us All that took place at Hudson Hall last year. He turns up every few months playing jazz with a quartet at Spotty Dog Books and Ale. He's a regular sideman with resident rock star Tommy Stinson's many projects, including Bash and Pop. He's a devoted music teacher to young and old. If you go to a wedding in Hudson, chances are good you'll find him behind the piano. But more than anything else, Tony is a fixture at Club Helsinki Hudson, where he reigns as the unofficial resident pianist. He's the secret sauce of the Hudson music scene and the glue holding it all together. Now, Tony had a crazy idea last year. He started making little videos called Minute Rags, short renditions of pop songs and ragtime music that he played dressed up in different costumes each week, in drag or as a reindeer, for example. He put these videos on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. When he started getting views in the many thousands for numbers like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, Turkey in the Straw, and ragtime versions of Portugal the Man's Feel It Still and Paul Simon's Still Crazy After All These Years, he realized he might just be onto something. Building upon that original idea, Tony decided to take a few of those songs and make an album with some of the best singers from the Hudson Valley, including Ryder Cooley, Ella Loudon, and Christina Kokonis Vigors among them, and record videos for every song. These songs are collected in his first solo album under his own name, Milk Money, which includes ragtimey versions of We Can Work It Out by the Beatles, David Bowie's Space Oddity, Radiohead's Karma Police, and Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. And you can be there to help celebrate Tony's solo recording debut at Tony Corraldo's album release party at Club Helsinki Hudson on Sunday at 8 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.